From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, May 1st. Coming up, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is defending his administration's decision to expand an expensive program they hope will help overweight state workers become healthier. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum is now home to a document that historians say helped start the Civil War. The letter from Lincoln asks the Secretary of State to officially enact the 1861 Anaconda Plan, which blockaded southern states following the Confederate attack on Fort Sumter. The blockade crippled Confederate cotton and tobacco exports and kept weapons and supplies from getting in. Library and Museum Director Christina Schutt says this was Lincoln's turning point in the war.
Now the president must decide whether to act boldly to win a war the Confederacy has started or dither and hope that somehow the crisis fades.
Governor J.B. and First Lady M.K. Pritzker bought the document at auction and donated it to the Springfield Museum this week. It will be on display until February. Environmental advocacy groups lobbied Illinois lawmakers yesterday at the first-ever Conservation Day at the State House. Organizations like the Illinois Environmental Council are watching several pieces of legislation. One bill would create the Prairie Lawns Program to protect pollinator habitats. Among other things, the measure would require the Illinois Department of Natural Resources to assist people with planting pollinator-friendly native plants in their yards. Democratic Senator Laura Fine is a bill sponsor.
It's very important that we do everything we can to protect our environment. And pollinators are an integral part of our ecosystem. And so we need to be responsible and make sure that these pollinators can thrive.
The bill passed the Illinois House and is now in the Senate. Two major labor unions are skeptical of a proposal out of Springfield to consolidate the CTA, Metra, and PACE into one transportation agency. The Chicago Federation of Labor and the Illinois AFL-CIO released a statement yesterday. While they support fully funding public transit, they said they are worried that combining the three agencies will create, quote, bureaucratic barriers for their workers. Democratic State Senator Ron Villivallum is spearheading the effort, and he says he's open to sitting down with the labor groups.
We need to ensure that any action we take considers and is in the best interest of our frontline workers that are moving our residents on bus, on rail, and throughout our, RTA region.
Villivallum's proposal also calls for an additional $1.5 billion in state transportation spending. Vegan Month just ended for restaurants all over Champaign. Urbana Public Schools offer vegan lunches all year. Emily Hayes visited Thomas Paine Elementary to learn more.
The cafeteria workers at Thomas Paine ladle meatballs into buns and assemble chicken sandwiches. Most students line up for these hot options. On the side, there are also sunflower butter and jelly sandwiches and chocolate chickpea spread snack boxes. The chocolate chickpea spread is a favorite of fifth grader Isiela Nyambwe. She's not a vegetarian, but sometimes chooses the meatless option.
It's good, like, most of the time, but sometimes, like, it's just, like, they usually have, like, salads and stuff.
The online menu for Thomas Paine lists a salad as a main course every Wednesday this month. Other vegetarian mains include a hummus wrap and yogurt and granola. Families can also go online in advance to request other plant-based options. Urbana District 116 has contracted with Illinois-based Quest Food Management Services this year. Quest says about 15% of high schoolers choose the vegan option, and demand for vegetarian lunches is growing nationwide. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Still to come, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is defending his administration's decision to expand an expensive program they hope will help overweight state workers become healthier. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, we'll ask if the practice of tipping has gotten out of control. Do you think businesses are overdoing it with the tip jars? And if you've ever worked for tips, does it seem like a fair system? I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Some Illinois lawmakers are upset after learning that the governor's office quietly expanded coverage of the cost of injectable medicines to help state workers lose weight. This could cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars. But the governor's office says it's about equity, ensuring all state workers get access to drugs that they hope drive health care costs down. Dave McKinney has more.
Drugs like Ozempic or Wegovy have been called miracle drugs, talked up by the likes of Oprah Winfrey and former NBA star Charles Barkley for how they dramatically help people shed weight.
You know, man, I started this drug called Mounjaro about 6 months ago, and I'm down 57 pounds. It's been amazing.
That's Barkley last year on ESPN's Pat McAfee show.
I have zero idea what it does. I know it's working, though.
These injectable weight loss drugs can cost as much as $16,000 a year, and it's a struggle to get health insurance to cover it, except for a fortunate few in Illinois. State workers get the drugs insured for their obesity beginning July 1st in a move that could be a slam dunk on Illinois taxpayers. Pritzker's office defends its under-the-radar push to cover the drugs for obese government employees, saying it'll lead to a healthier workforce and eventually lower health care costs. But the four-sentence add-on to the 899-page budget bill comes as news 11 months later to some lawmakers steeped in knowing the state budget. I asked Republican State Senator Chapin Rose when he found out about it.
When you called me.
It's even bigger news to Rose that the Pritzker administration expects the cost to be $210 million for 1 year.
Dropping a bill out of the air on the last day of session with something in it that nobody knows about, and then blowing the doors off the budget, that is insanity.
Emails WBEZ obtained show the initiative was first proposed by Pritzker's chief of staff, and that it proceeded despite warnings about the cost from the governor's own budget director and the head of the agency overseeing the state insurance program. And at least one expert thinks the cost could be higher than $210 million. Ryan Cummings is a former White House economist under Democratic President Joe Biden and has studied how these costly drugs can be government budget busters. In one scenario, Cummings estimates the new coverage mandate in Illinois could cost three times the state's estimate, depending on the number of people who access the program. If that happens, Cummings warns hard budget choices await the state if it can't win cheaper prices for the drugs from pharmaceutical companies, which can't seem to produce them quickly enough.
Do you force people to pay more in their premiums? Do you issue new bonds to finance this? Do you have to raise taxes? Or do you tell people who are on it, sorry, you got to get off of it now, and now you're going to gain your weight back? So again, there's a lot of invidious choices if we can't figure out collectively as a government and as, you know, policymakers, a way to get the cost of this drug down.
Pritzker's office dismissed Cummings' calculations, calling them, quote, a back-of-the-napkin cost analysis. Even if the Pritzker administration's own estimate proves true, an unexpected $210 million bill coming due is something Democratic State Representative Fred Crespo wishes he'd have known last year instead of learning it from WBEZ. The veteran lawmaker chairs one of five budget writing committees in the House and, like others, didn't spot the weight loss drug component in last year's budget implementation legislation, known in Springfield as the BIMP bill. No one mentioned it.
This initiative for obesity was put in the BIMP bill, and to my knowledge, it was never vetted. It was never discussed. That's a dangerous game.
As loudly as backers like Charles Barkley trumpet the impact of injectable weight loss drugs, their supporters in Springfield have mostly stayed quiet. Now, the cost of that silence is coming due. This is Dave McKinney.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 80 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Jade Marceau, Mawa Iqbal, Emily Hayes, and Dave McKinney. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.